السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، علماء الكرام، respected brothers, sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, it seems as if we were sitting here in a majlis of zikr just a few minutes ago. That is how the days are going. The Fridays, the Mondays, the Jumu'ahs, and the weeks, the months, the years, we just can't seem to place a tab. We can't keep pace with the speed of time. It is a sign of Qiyamah, the year will fly by like a month, the month like a week, the week like a day, and the day like a flame of fire. Just rises and is finished. So at such a time it becomes very important and necessary that we must understand the purpose of our creation. Why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala create us in this world? Did He create us just to eat, drink, exist, and then die? We are not living, we are just existing. A Muslim, he lives a life full of piety, taqwa, honesty, truthfulness, struggle for the sake of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, making an effort to gain the ma'rifat and yaqeen of Allah ta'ala, making an effort to gain the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his heart, making an effort to practice upon the Qur'an, upon the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, making an effort to set an example for his family, for the people of his neighborhood and in the world, that this is how a Muslim lives his life in this world. Now that is a Muslim. If the Muslim also just eats, drinks, sleeps, marries, runs some big supermarket or mall or shopping complex or factory or industry, then there is no difference between him and the people of other faiths. They do those things much, much more than us and better than us. So Sharia does not say we must not run big supermarket, don't run a big industry, don't have a big factory, don't marry, don't do those things that others are doing. It doesn't tell us that. All we are told that those things must be done out of necessity. There's a need. We are living in a world of means, so we must adopt the means and live our life as normal, balanced human beings. But that is out of need and necessity of life. Just like how a toilet is a necessity. If you go to a home and the person says, "I don't have a toilet in my house," so we will say that there is a kind of a deficiency in that massive big home, that they don't have a toilet. But it is not such an important part of the person's life that now he goes on talking about the toilet of his house, in walimas, in weddings, anywhere that he meets anybody, he talks about the beautiful toilet of his house. We say this person is gone mad. Unfortunately, that has become our lifestyle. Our talk center around nothing else: wealth, property, cell phones, cars. If we start with a description of a new car that we have bought, then hours and hours will go talking about the new features of that car. We talk about our new cell phones, then hours and hours on the features of that cell phone. BMW, but I'm not talking about the features of this BMW. Just announcing that it's obstructing somebody. 551548. Please remove your car. I don't know what the features are. So hours and hours go in the description. Now if he is a salesman selling cell phones, so then we will say that it is not only permissible, in fact if his niyat is correct, then if he describes those features of that cell phone to a customer with the correct intention, it will become ibadat and sawab. That is Islam, that is deen. The person is selling cell phones, Now you ask him what the features of the cell phone are, he says, Subhanallah. Then you ask him how much is the cell phone, he says, Alhamdulillah. Then will anybody buy that cell phone? So there is a place for Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. But at that time, now he must describe what the features are. But the person who has bought it, now to go on and on about the house, about the cell phone, about the car. A few things about here and there, if a person mentions and says, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat, and then talk something useful, something constructive, something beneficial. So the Muslim has not been created just for the usage of all these things until his life comes to an end. The usage of all these things in accordance with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hukam and order for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala within the parameters of Sharia, then that will take him to Jannah. Again, he'll use the same things, but he'll go to Jannah. So therefore, it is Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that he gathered us for this majlis of zikr. And as you are aware that in the majlis of zikr, we have some naat sharifs, some zikrullah, and some dua. So the time of Umrahs is coming. The doors of Makkah Mukarrama will be opened, Madina Tayyiba will be opened for people that are intending to go. The visa restrictions will be removed, which are there for those people who are intending to make Umrah from before Ramadan until they reopen somewhere in Rabiul Awwal. So the people's hearts then go in that direction. So therefore this Naat Sharif, which you have heard many times before, but it is very, very appropriate at this moment in time. Darbare Nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, phir Hind se Taiba ki taraf jald tu jaye. Darbare Nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, phir Hind se Taiba ki taraf jald tu jaye. Labbaik ki kano mein sada phir tere aaye, labbaik ki kano mein sada phir tere aaye. Saqi tujhe phir jaam mohabbat ke pilaye, Saqi tujhe phir jaam mohabbat ke pilaye, Darbar-e-Nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, phir Hind se Taiba ki taraf jald tu jaye. Labbaik ki kano mein sada phir tere aaye, Saqi tujhe phir jaam muhabbat ke pilaye. May Allah Ta'ala show you once again the darbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May he take you once again to Madina Tayyiba. May he show you once again the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May he show you once again the Rawza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May he give you once again the opportunity of making salat and salam a meter or two away from the resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May he give you the opportunity of reading namaz in the Riyazul Jannah. May he give you the opportunity of seeing the place where the Ashabu Suffa gained the knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and where they sacrificed everything for the sake of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's deen. May you see again all those Mubarak places in Madina Tayyiba, the mountain of Uhud, and in fact every piece of ground there is sacred. The sky that you look at, that is the sky that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam raised his gaze towards so many times. That is the place from where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descended. the Baba Jibreel is well known, but it doesn't mean exactly as a Jibreel Islam came walking through the door from there, as people think. May Allah Ta'ala take you quickly again, we will say, from Africa or South Africa to Madina Tayyiba. Labbaik ki kaanon mein sada phir tere aaye. We can hear the sounds of Labbaik on our radio stations, we can hear it on the tapes, we can hear it on the computers, but there is a world of difference listening to the Labbaik of the people in Ihram, right there in Makkah Mukarrama. As people are proceeding towards Makkah Mukarrama, if they have tied their Ihrams from Madina Tayyiba or from Bir Ali, then the Labbaik will recite loud and clear. May those sounds come again into your ears. And especially if you are around the Kaaba Sharif, if you are sitting there also just watching and observing the Kaaba Sharif, then from all sides you see groups are coming. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa nihmata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Saqi tujhe phir jam muhabbat ke pilaye. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again give you the drink, the goblets, the glasses filled with the drink of his muhabbat. There is nothing sweeter than the jam-e muhabbat. There is nothing sweeter than the drink from the ocean of muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our labbaik is different from the labbaik that the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in called out. Their labbaik was a sincere labbaik, was an honest labbaik, was a labbaik from the depths of their heart. There was no question of disobedience after that labbaik. When we have said, O Allah, we are present to fulfill every command of yours, every hukam of yours. You have no associate, no partner. When we are making hamd of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, praising Allah ta'ala, talking about His glory, His might, His power, His supreme being, then where does disobedience come after that? Their labbaik was not like our labbaik, that before we have even finished the labbaik, we start sinning in the state of ihram, casting lustful glances at the women, or sometimes even missing the salat on the journey from Madina Tayyiba to Makkah Mukarrama. Ha, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the haqiqat of that labbaik. Darbar Nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, say ameen. Darbar Nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, phir Hind se Toyba ki taraf jald tu jaye. Labbaik ki kaanon mein sada phir tere aaye. Labbaik ki kaanon mein sada phir tere aaye. Saqi tujhe phir jaam muhabbat ke pilaye. Allah tujhe shirk se bid'at se bachaye. Allah tujhe shirk se bid'at se bachaye. Ta umr tujhe sunnat-e-nabawi pe chalaye. Ta umr tujhe sunnat-e-nabawi pe chalaye. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala protect you, he says, from shirk and from bid'at. Shirk and kufr are those sins that Allah Ta'ala does not forgive. All other sins, if the person makes sincere tawbah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives. But first you must have iman. If the person has kufr and shirk, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not forgive that person in the akhirat. In this world, if he makes sincere tawbah from shirk and kufr, and he accepts Islam and becomes a mu'min, then in fact all his sins are washed away. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, protect you from shirk, from kufr, and from bid'at. These are the things that lead to the fire of Jahannam. Ta umra tujhe sunnate nabawi pe chalaye. Your whole life may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you, he said, the tawfiq to follow the sunnats of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this beautiful poetry, we are told that we should seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the tawfiq. We should ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the hidayat and the guidance to practice upon the teachings, upon the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. For us, if we follow the shariat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is sufficient. And I've explained many, many times that in the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a balance. There's no extremism kind of thing. There's no such thing that the person has gone to the extremes as the nations of the past were told to go to. Because they were very, very hard and difficult people, the laws were also like that for some of them. The shariat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, there's a complete balance. No extremism of any kind. It takes into consideration every need of man. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, give you the tawfiq all life to practice upon the beautiful sunnat way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Once again, darbar nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, phir hind se tayba ki taraf jald tu jaye. Because he was in India, therefore he said phir hind. Labbaik ki kano mein sada phir tere aaye, ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے. اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے, تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے. ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے, ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے. دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے. ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے, دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May اللہ تبارک و تعالی give us the sweetness of ایمان. ایمان has got a sweetness. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us diwana of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ishq. This ishq and muhabbat, that fire that we have in our hearts, it's a gift of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just that we have used it in the wrong direction. We have been born with that great namut of ishq in our hearts. Without love, the mother will not take care of the child. The father will not take care of the child. Without love, this whole world would have been chaotic. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put this ingredient of love into every heart. This fire of love into every heart. But just that we have given it to illicit beloveds. All we have to do is channel it in the right direction. Just channel it in the right direction. If only we channel this love and ishq and muhabbat that is in our hearts, we give it to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter we love whomsoever Allah ta'ala says we must love, and we hate and dislike whatever Allah ta'ala says we must hate and dislike. Then that person will enjoy such kind of sweetness and halawat of iman, and such kind of sukoon, such kind of tranquility and peace and contentment and satisfaction, that wallah, he can take qasam billion times in this masjid, that the kings of the world, they don't know. That person can be the poorest of the poor, but the sukoon that he enjoys, those gardens that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives in those hearts, the kings of the world cannot enjoy in their gardens of this world. Shahon ke saron par taaj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Shahon ke saron par taaj gira se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Aur ahle wafa ke seenon mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. So we go back to this beautiful Naat Sharif. Labbaik ki kano mein sada phir tere aaye, saqi tujhe phir jaam muhabbat ke pilaye. Allah tujhe shirk se bid'at se bachaye, ta umr tujhe sunnat-e-nabawi pe chalaye. Iman ki lazzat tujhe Allah chakhaye, deewana tujhe ishq-e-muhammad ka banaye. Hey, meri dua ab tera maqsood bar aaye, zamzam se teri pyaas ko Allah bujaye, zamzam se teri pyaas ko Allah bujaye. May your thirst now be quenched with the waters of zamzam. Darbar-e-Nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, phir Hind se Toiba ki taraf jald tu jaye. Phir Gumbad-e-Khazra ka ho deedar muyassar, phir Gumbad-e-Khazra ka ho deedar muyassar, Kaaba tujhe phir apne kaleje se lagaye. Phir Gumbad-e-Khazra ka ho deedar muyassar, Kaaba tujhe phir apne kaleje se lagaye. May your eyes once again see the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and may you get the opportunity of attaching your heart to the multazam of the Kaaba Sharif. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai,
عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر. اللہ 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 اللہ. Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah
سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے، غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے، پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے، اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ
ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنۃ وفی الآخرۃ حسنۃ وقینا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ ہدیتنا وہب لنا من لدنک رحمۃ انک انت الوہاب. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، مائی رحیم اللہ، مائی کریم اللہ، موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ لونگ اللہ، موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ، او مائی موسٹ جنرس موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ. وی ہیو ایکسٹینڈیڈ اور بیکنگ بولز بیفور یو دس پارٹ آف دا نائٹ مائی بلوڈ اللہ. For we have recognized you as our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher. My beloved Allah, we have believed that you are our Khaliq, you are our Malik, that our lives lie in your control, that all treasures are in your control, that the heaven and the earth is in your control, the universe and all the alams of the world are in your control. My beloved Allah, we have raised our begging bowl before you. The more we raise them before you, the more happy and pleased you become. We are not raising them before human beings. Human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. Ya Allah, if we don't beg of you, you become angry. For there is going to be no shortage, no deficiency, no lessening of your treasures if you have to grant us what we are seeking. My beloved Allah, we are seeking total forgiveness of all the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing. Day and night we have been using your ni'mats, your bounties for your disobedience. You blessed us with a great ni'mat of sight. How much of it we used for gazing haram, watching haram. You could have snatched away the sight the moment we were watching the porn sites of the internet or reading some filthy magazine. You could have snatched away the sight when we were casting lustful glances, my beloved Allah. But how loving you are. In spite of this major sin, you are still blessing us with sight. You could have snatched away our hearing when we were listening to music, when we were listening to ghibat, when we were listening to all the haram. In spite of all the sins that we committed with our ears, you are still blessing us with hearing. You blessed us with speech, how much of it we used for false oaths and qasams, for lying, for cursing. How much of it we used for swearing, how much of it we used for backbiting. How much of it we used for your displeasure. Yet you have still blessed us with speech. How much of this ni'mat of our hands we have used for touching so many things that we were not supposed to touch. So many people that we were not supposed to touch, yet you have blessed us with the ni'mat of hands. How much of our feet have walked towards the cinemas and discos and theatres and rave clubs and haram establishments, yet my beloved Allah, you have still given us feet to walk on. How loving you are. How loving you are. How merciful you are. How tolerant you are. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our hands, our feet, our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our heart and mind. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are not advertising our sins in the newspapers, we are not broadcasting them over radio stations. My beloved Allah, we are not inviting the photographers to take pictures of ours while sitting in casinos and nightclubs and other kind of haram places. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Hum siyakar hai, gunegar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai. Mere maula tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where else can we go, my beloved Allah? There's no other door for us that we can tap. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one door, he can go to another. If you have to reject us, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us because of our sins, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, where do we go? Ab kaha jaye? Ab barbaad ho jayenge, khatam ho jayenge, fana ho jayenge. We will be destroyed. My beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't seize us by Allah on our evil actions and evil deeds. Don't pull the carpet from beneath our feet because by Allah we are acknowledging our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. Open the doors of maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of mercy for us. Hum kamzor hai mere Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. We have no capital of good deeds to present before you. We are not of the awliya. We are not of the great walis. Ya Allah, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. But Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Change the direction of our lives. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Diwana hame ishqe Muhammad ka banaiye. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love.
fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove from our hearts malice, greed, pride, arrogance, envy, jealousy. What have we made of our hearts? Ya Allah, purify and clean our hearts. Ya Allah, when will you come into our hearts? Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Fill our hearts with your tajalli, with your muhabbat, with your love. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All our life, my beloved Allah, make us practice on the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the tawfiq of practicing upon the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame, disgrace, humiliation. Nafs and shaitan give us enjoyment for a few minutes or for a few seconds, and then they want to see us disgraced. Ya Allah, you want to give us a life of happiness, contentment, satisfaction, dignity. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Give us such bond with you, such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, we are living in a world full of fitnas, full of temptations. We are living in a vicious world, my beloved Allah. Hum kidhar jaye mere Mawla? We are being lashed by storms of fitnas from our right and our left, fitnas from in front of us and behind us. Where do we go, my Allah? Make us yours and become ours. Then nafs and shaitan cannot harm us in any way. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ae mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul in you, with trust in you. Bless us with your protection, my beloved Allah. Keep us under the shade of your mercy, my Allah. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. Ya Allah, cure us of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. Those who have undergone operations and will be undergoing operations. Ya Allah, whatever sickness whosoever is suffering from, change the sickness to that of good health. Ya Allah, change the ill health to that of good health. We know that sometimes even sicknesses and diseases are your mercy. But we are extremely weak. We cannot even bear a mild headache. Ya Allah, where can we take severe pains and problems? Ya Allah, give us complete shifa from all ailments. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have become a pain in the neck for the parents, those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, those whose children, my beloved Allah, have become a headache for the parents, bring the children back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the tawfiq and hidayat to remove from the homes and from their lives all those weaknesses which are causing a corruption in the lives of the children. Ya Allah, give us the himmat to throw out of our homes and lives all those things that are causing corruption. Hame apna bana le hamara banja.
Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, in our life, in our times. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, of family members. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the problem of the ummah around the globe, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, throughout the world. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat. But those who have made up their minds, they will not accept Islam, although they know the beautiful teachings of Islam. And they will continue with the tyranny, oppression and suppression of the ummah. Then, my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Send gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, watching some filth on the television screen, on porn sites, on the internet, or reading some filthy magazine. My beloved Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Kaash Madina ab watan hota, wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafir. My beloved Allah, if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, and especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection from, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Hone wale ijtema ko qubool farma. Gash ta'aleem tabligh ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqao ko qubool farma. Tamam deeni anjumano ko qubool farma. Accept all the organizations, societies, whosoever is working within the parameters of sharia. Ya Allah, accept the khidmat and the service that they are rendering. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas and sincerity in all actions and deeds. My beloved Allah, Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this zikrullah majlis. We cannot ask for everybody. We know very little about everybody's life. But you are well aware of every person's wishes, desires. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problems, the sickness, the illness, the test, the trial, that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is undergoing or experiencing. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your favor, my beloved Allah, remove their difficulties, pain, suffering and problem. Rabbana, Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. Watub alayna, innaka antat التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.